Master Aparicio has been a longtime friend of mine. We've done radio pretty much together for almost 30 years, and he's great with the Ravens, and he joins us. And Ness, I got to say, everybody's giving the Niners love. They'll play them next week, and Miami's on Hard Knocks. Is it fair to say Baltimore could be the best team in the entire league?
Well, we'll find out Christmas night, right? I mean, you know, this is quite a test for the Ravens, a huge win on Sunday night. I mean, just impressive, you know, just impressive in a lot of ways that Jacksonville outplayed them. The first 20 minutes of the game couldn't score a point. And in the end, the Ravens just, you know, put their foot on their neck. And Lamar and Isaiah Likely, and they had some good fortune. The replay in the back of the end zone may have extended the game a little bit. It was a 16-point game at that point. But the Ravens have been impressive. And, you know, I've seen them all, Brick. This is as impressive a season as they've had. They had a really good season in 2019, if you remember, when Lamar was the MVP, and they had a really good season in 06 with Steve McNair and Buckled. But other than that, I mean, the franchise has been in existence 28 seasons now, going on 29 seasons, and this is as good as it gets.
John Harbaugh says he believes Keaton Mitchell is done for the year with a season-ending knee injury. Explain his impact as a rookie on this team. How massive of a loss is this going forward?
Well, I mean, you could only replace running backs so much, right? I mean, especially in pass protection, the type of things they want to do. J.K. Dobbins was their first choice. He ripped his knee up last year, came back, ripped it up again. You know, first game, first series. And they weren't, I don't think, in the beginning of the season, they weren't psychologically ready for that. And they certainly didn't have the personnel for that. Justice Hill, who you saw run the ball around a little bit on Sunday night and has been a guy. He had some fumbling issues earlier in the year. And, you know, Gus Edwards is a great back for them and should be that fourth quarter power back when they have a 10-point lead, kind of like they did on Sunday night, grinding out a lead, trying to grind out the ball. That's what they had been doing. Ronnie Stanley's injury and age and just deterioration as it's gone on this season with his leg, that's a factor as well. And I don't know that this is the way Monken's playing it and the way they want to throw the football, but what Lamar is doing the last 3 or 4 weeks has been a lot different even than what they were doing in September in regard to pat the ball, move out of the pocket, keep your eye down the field, keep your eye down the field, pat the ball some more, don't run just yet, hold on, wait for somebody to get open, and then he finds Bateman for 30 yards, or he finds Isaiah Likely for 20 yards, right? Like, there's that long 5, 6, 7 seconds. Brick, it looks like Ben Roethlisberger, man. I mean, and I, you know, Collinsworth was talking about Tarkington or something. It just looks like he's feeling the pressure and seeing what's going on around him in the pocket in a much, much better way, in a much more comfortable way to deliver the football. He's improved dramatically. He really has.
Nestor Aparicio joins us, WNST Baltimore. I'm interested on Harbaugh. I follow you on social media a lot, and he's already won a Super Bowl. He's had so many wins. That can't be argued, but does he have a weakness in some of these games with the clock and clock management and trailing and all that? Take us behind the scenes of John Harbaugh and how he has evolved as a coach. And could he be a hindrance in the postseason here, or no? He's going to take the team in front of him and take them as far as they can go. How do you see it?
Well, you know, Luke Jones covers the team for me at BaltimorePositive.com and at WNST. Luke's covered the team for 16 seasons now for me. So, you know, he's in the locker room. He's there all week. He and I got into it last week because Harbaugh mismanaged the clock at the 2-minute warning, and again threw a challenge flag inside of 2 minutes that cost them a timeout in the game last week. And Luke was of the mindset, well, a lot of these guys mess up clock management. Did you watch Andy Reid? Have you, Belichick's messed up? And then in the game on Sunday night, Peterson and Trevor Lawrence completely botched the clock at the half that cost them points. I guess I'm seeing this go on so much in so many places. But, yeah, John Harbaugh does have some issues with challenges, and he does have some issues with clock management toward the end of the game when it's tight. You know, when it's nut-cut time and it's a 2-point ball game and there's 2 minutes left to go. I mean, listen, Harbaugh doesn't get crushed for this, but if you go back to that Billy Cundiff miss and that Lee Evans drop that cost Joe Flacco the original Super Bowl in New England, Harbaugh rushed a kicker out there and had a timeout in his pocket and didn't use it. And they rushed a kick that cost them a chance to go to a Super Bowl. Harbaugh has won one playoff game since 2014. That's a long time ago. So he has as much pressure on him. And Lamar has won one playoff game. Joe Flacco won one playoff game after the Super Bowl. And they were winning. They had a 2-touchdown lead. New England lost, and then they were never really heard from again. Flacco got hurt in 15, and then it was just kind of all over for him, except in Cleveland, right? Like that. Joe Flacco's 2-touchdown passes on Sundays in 2023, and they might meet in 4 weeks in Baltimore. I mean, the plot gets pretty juicy. Buffalo's back in this. Kansas City's still real. I don't think Jacksonville's not real. I just think styles make fights, and they struggled with the Ravens on Sunday night. But and the Dolphins, I mean, you know, the AFC's kind of treacherous. The Ravens are not going to have an easy path to the Super Bowl. And I don't want to say in the NFC it would be that way because Philadelphia, Dallas, these are good teams. But next week, Christmas night, San Francisco and Baltimore, I mean, people will call it a Super Bowl preview or whatever, but I just see it as a really good football game and sort of – a measurement of where these teams are right now, because where they are right now is not where they're going to be a month from now.
Nestor Aparicio, Baltimore is the one at 11-3, Miami 10-4, the two, Kansas City's the three at 9-5. Get this, Ness, Cleveland's the five and Cincinnati's the six. Cincinnati wins the tiebreaker over Buffalo and Indianapolis as of now, and they're holding that in their pocket. I think Cleveland went to the playoffs today on that fail Mary that didn't go against them. I think that's enough. They're 9-5. I'm going to say they're going to find one more win. But I want to wrap it up with the Dolphins and the Ravens before we get to the Stones quickly. Who's better? I test Ravens, Dolphins, because the Dolphins has Dallas. And I picked Dallas to win the Super Bowl this year. I know they got boat race in Buffalo, bad weather, crazy situation, travel there. But Miami's got Dallas coming up, and the Ravens got the Niners, man. This is for the overall one seed in the AFC, a big one.
And then they play each other on New Year's Eve here in Baltimore, and I'm sure the weather will be complimentary. I mean, the schedule matters a lot, Brick. Kansas City got easy games. They got walkover games the rest of the way, right? No offense to your Raiders. But, I mean, they have the easiest schedule. The Ravens, not just getting through Jacksonville, to San Francisco, home to play Miami. And if they're not, like, loose, they have to go play Pittsburgh at the end of the year. Pittsburgh would love to wreck them and turn them into a three seed or a four seed or something if that's what's sitting there. There's not going to be any backing into a one seed here for the Ravens. It's not going to work that way. They're going to have to go win these football games because there's just too much traffic behind them and too many teams like Kansas City that have an easier schedule. Buffalo's got it rough. You know, Cleveland has, you know, winnable games in front of them. To your point, they'll get another win. I was a little concerned before the Jacksonville game about the Ravens. Like, you stare at Jacksonville, San Francisco, and Miami. That can hurt your feelings pretty quickly. The Ravens passed the first test, but a little bit of a body bag game with Keaton Mitchell, you know, Ronnie Stanley going out. You know, OBJ really wasn't a factor in the game. But Kyle Hamilton, he's a dog, dude. He's a dude.
Yeah. All right, after seeing the Stones in Liverpool and then the biggest bad beat of my life, Mick getting COVID while inside the stadium in Amsterdam, wife and I have Stones in Vegas, and then we looked at the map and said, we like to go international like you. July 5th in Vancouver. I get a weekend show. I get to go to Vancouver to see the Stones, which I got to think is going to be my last time going into this one as Mick is in 80. So what about the Stones and this upcoming tour? I like the new record. I think this is going to be great.
Hey, man, I like the new cut. I mean, I've been hearing it. Stones are still relevant. Have you been to Vancouver? You've been to Vancouver in your life, right?
I'm embarrassed. I've never been once. Well, I can't believe it. I've been everywhere. I've been to Tuscany. I've been to Normandy Beach. Yeah, I got to do Vancouver. Got to do it.
I saw the Police open their reunion tour there. I saw U2 open their Joshua Tree tour there. So I've been to Vancouver a couple times. A little weird BC place. Anytime you see a show in a dome, it's a little something. But, hey, man, Stones are rocking. the Ravens are 11-3, and we'll have plenty of football to talk about for the next 6 weeks around here, Brick.
And I'm a third of the way through Getty's book. I didn't do the audio. I wanted to read it. It shocks people. I read a lot of books, but you saw Getty live in Toronto on the book with a minute to go. How beautiful was that evening?
You know, Alex Lifeson walked out, and the hair on the back of your neck wasn't standing up, you know, because it was a surprise. I have two copies of the book. I have not opened it yet. Here's the problem. It's the holidays. I got, like, serious work to do with the Ravens. The Orioles are – I got stadium lease issues here in Baltimore. The Maryland Stadium Authority's meeting on Monday. So, crazy stuff. I'm going to get the Getty's book on my first vacation. Maybe when I come to meet you for the Stones out in Vancouver, Brick. Start me up.
Take care, Naz. Keep the Ravens going. They don't hurt us in Vegas for the Super Bowl. Cowboys, Ravens would be unbelievable. As long as I can keep the Niners and maybe the Chiefs out of here, I'll see you then, buddy. Take care.
Electrifying.